Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, presented by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Last week we talked a little basically about, let me repeat that from the Message Bible, chapter 1, verse 26 onward. This mystery has been kept in the dark for a long time, but now it's out in the open. God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. By the way, I just want to put a little footnote there, but we owe a great debt of gratitude to the Jewish people who stewarded the Word of God despite all persecutions. So we honor them. All our prophets, apostles came from the Jewish background. And then Jesus, the Messiah himself,
yes,
came from the Jewish background. So we rebuke every spirit of anti-Semitism.
Amen.
Because anyone that becomes, in that sense, becomes anti-Semitic, I'll tell you, it's risky. The blessings of Abraham come from us, and Jesus, our Savior, is from the Jewish background. And so we honor our Jewish brethren. But it says God wanted everyone, not just Jews, to know this rich and glorious secret inside and out, regardless of their background, regardless of their religious standing. The mystery in a nutshell is just this: Christ is in you. Therefore, you can look forward to sharing in God's glory. Put your hand on your heart.
Amen.
Say, Christ is in me.
Christ is in me.
It's that simple. That is the substance of our message. We preach Christ, warning people not to add to the message. We teach in a spirit of profound common sense so that we can bring each person to maturity. To be mature is to be basic. Christ, no more, no less. That's what I'm working so hard at day and night, day after day, year after year, doing my best with the energy God so generously gives me. Hallelujah. And may you get a fresh zap of energy. How many need a zap of energy? Let the zap come. Take the zap. I'm going to take a zap. You know, I'm good to go. But we all need from time to time a zap. But it says that the message to be mature is to be basic. So I kind of said, let's not get too mature. We in the sense of we go beyond what is the basic things. So, and you will get, the stronger we make our foundations, the greater the God's ability to build on us and expand in our lives, our callings, our ministry, for us individually, for us as a church of Jesus Christ. And there is power. I want to tell you, when Bonnie, with many of our watchmen, went where they were going to try to riot and burn down this city, our watchmen with Bonnie there were some of the lead people there. And basically, the demonic atmosphere of violence and rioting and setting buildings ablaze, that atmosphere changed supernaturally. And she was interviewed by Fox News right there at that time. But there is the mantle of authority and grace that we represent as a group. That's why we want to affirm your individual identity in Jesus, but also want to affirm that we are part of a body, and that the more we are together, the more there is authority and ability and anointing to really change the atmosphere over our whole wherever we are, over our city and nation. So, hallelujah. And, well, we have a lot of material out there that...
The foundations that Pastor Mahesh and I had an amazing opportunity when we were very young ministers and were pastoring under Brother Derek Prince, who is our spiritual father. We had the privilege of actually being in the congregation in our church the first time that Derek actually taught through his Hebrews 6 Foundation series. And so from our very beginning, it's woven into our DNA, the simple, the profound common sense and simple basics of what it means to be a Christian. And so over the years, of course, we have returned again and again and again to emphasize the foundations of our faith, which are very, very simple.
Yeah. Well, part of the foundation we want to reaffirm, one of the most important things as believers then is the Word of God.
Yep.
That's, we are going to be guided by the Word of God. And that's in the promises of God. All the promises of God are yes and amen. So I better educate myself to the promises, because these are yours. If you have in your bank account, your great aunt has left you $5 million, but nobody tells you that, it's not doing any good to you.
That's right.
So we want to get everything from that account that was deposited for you. And So Bonnie and I, we don't discuss certain things publicly, in the sense there are some, if you're going to be fasting, sometimes the Bible teaches, don't do it for advertising, or do it where it really means something and it's not for advertising. But we do also want to set an example. So for us, this last week, for example, as we started this week fasting, we both took that time to fast and pray. And then we want to reaffirm that our foundations are the Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God is very important. So we did something, we took the Psalms as a starting point for this year. So we sat down together and read the Psalms together and
really found afresh the dynamic expediency prophetically of David's prayer book, basically. And so if you're looking for a handbook for leading you in prayer, it's right there in David's prayers and in his words. And we were just delighted and amazed and so thankful again and again with the way that the phraseology and the specific things that David was communicating with the Lord and the Lord communicating back to him are still absolutely current event relative. And
it's freaky.
Yeah, it was almost freaky just to dig into them again.
The Lord is watching over us. He's seeing all the scenario. And this is my word for you guys.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Psalm 1
and
read it together and have some fun in it. But it starts out with, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." See the process by which, and this is, starts with a negative in a sense. You're blessed if you don't do these things. So you see here the progression. You know, as you're walking, you're in motion, and you see the ungodly. Basically, God says, don't even go there. Don't sit. Fellowship with that stuff, it'll try to define you. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not, you will get influenced by it. Therefore, God says, don't walk. If you're walking, just move on. Because if you stick around a little longer,
you'll be standing there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this could be. There is some sense in this. Is that what the... Oh, yeah. God loves everybody. You don't need Jesus. God loves everybody. And I remember... Oh, this is almost 30 years ago. But somehow I had the opportunity. I was invited to be one of the main speakers at a lot of big conferences. And there was a well-known gentleman. And he was very well-known. And he would be a speaker at a lot of our conferences. I got to know him. And a few years later, I found out he got hit by this universalism kind of theology with, you really don't need Jesus. God loves everybody, and everybody's headed to heaven and all of that. And suddenly, one of the best preachers was taken over by this really heresy. So anyway, don't want to focus on him, but just say, all of us need to stick together and help stay on the basic things. Don't get so sophisticated you get into, here it is, the counsel of the ungodly. Then it becomes you're standing in the path of sinners. And then before you know it, you're sitting in the seat of the scornful. So there is a progression. You become absorbed by that thing. Part of me, for example, in certain news channels, I will not even go there. I'm not telling you what to watch and what not to watch, but for me, I don't try to get the ungodly humanistic philosophies that are coming from certain news channels. I'm so glad that this president talks about fake news. Fake news. I get tickled by that because a lot of it is just humanistic, God-denying, liberal propaganda. And so they define it in that way. Don't want to go into that. Don't want to even meditate on it. But watch out for what the spirit behind certain TV shows and news channels. And I think I've already told you, it was a couple of years ago, I ended up watching this show called Criminal Minds. It was very clever, but it was about serial killers. And then I really felt that God said, this is not good for you. Don't watch it. It was all about dark, dark, evil thinking. And God said, it's not appropriate. Since that time, I did not watch any of it. In different ways, you can get snookered by sources that I just want to say, it's for me and my house. I don't want to be in the path of the sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. But the opposite is here. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That means the word of God, by the way. It means just not the law given by Moses. This is the word of God. Basically, this is the common term for this, the law of the Lord. It's the Word of God. Say the Word of God.
The Word of God.
And in His law, or in His Word, he meditates day and night.
Yeah.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Say, whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
Shall prosper.
Shall prosper.
So we started reading together, and I would make a commentary on that. Then Bonnie would make a commentary, and then we started praying over these things. And
for you.
Yeah, for the body.
And for all of you.
Amen.
Go ahead. One of the things that you notice here is that in God's view, there are just two pathways. One is ungodly, and the other one is godly. And you see that an innocent or naive person, or even maybe an ignorant person, fellowshipping with darkness will go on this downward spiral of a progression, though they may not feel it and it may not appear that way in a worldly sense. But they'll be fellowshipping with ungodly thinking, ungodly values, ungodly ways. And soon, all of those, they'll find themselves right in the pathway for all of that stuff to be coming to them, and they'll be an open receiver of everything. And ultimately, it converts you. It will convert you to be one of them, one of the ungodly. So that's one path. And then there's a pathway of blessing. There is a pathway that assures us of having refreshing provision, wisdom, counsel, fellowship with the Lord, His company of people in an ongoing way in every season of our life, and for our lives to flourish in such a way that we actually become healing and fruit and life for others. And where it says, he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. I always think of the river that we see in the eternal city, ultimately the Holy Spirit as a person. And he is flowing energetically right down the center of the city of God. And it says that there are all kinds of trees that are planted by this river that are sucking up the life out of the river, the person of the Holy Spirit, and that their leaves... In fact, you could put your branch up and shake your leaves. It says their leaves are for the healing of nations. Amen. Amen. And that leaf won't wither. Praise the Lord.
He shall be like a tree.
Yeah.
Planted by the rivers of water. And automatically, in the right season, it brings forth its fruit in its season. And the leaf is not withering in whatever season. Whatever is happening on the outside, maybe a drought, but it doesn't, you are planted by the rivers of living water. So what you're doing now, automatically, this is one of the guarantees for this year then, that the Lord says, if you will delight in the Word of God and start as much as possible, get in the good habits of meditating and reading and loving the Word of God, this automatically happens to you. You won't be able to not prosper, because as you are absorbing the Word of God, agreeing with the Lord, praying over it, going and meditating is the way that what a cow does, where he takes some of the food, goes inside, and then the cow brings it up again to chew it some more, and that's meditation. So you want to meditate on it. And it's fun. Found this week, I mean, for us, it was more fun than I've ever experienced before, being together, sharing the Word, discussing this and that, but we are meditating. We're chewing the cud on the Word of God. And whatever, then you are being blessed. You won't be able to prevent yourself from prospering. And prospering, the Lord wants to always bring you into, not into the zone of, it's not barely enough. It's a zone of abundance. God thinks blessing, I mean, in awesome abundance. So you can have more than enough for yourself, but then, and you are able to give a lot of it out there. And it's, in fact, in 3 John 1, chapter 1, verse 2, the blessing again for the apostle. He says, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Say all things.
All things.
And be in health.
Amen.
Just as your soul prospers. So this is part of what happens as you put your roots down, you're meditating together, and the word of God is precious to you. Forget about this being in the scornful party, whatever, and the word of God. These are my standards. So there are certain things later on that it says, I wouldn't visit Sodom and Gomorrah. I would listen to the Lord. And I want to be in the zone where I may prosper in all things. So it's not just finances we are talking about.
Right.
We are talking about spiritual prosperity. That I'm going to be prospering spiritually. But the basic thing about prosperity spiritually is that you have Jesus in my heart. That's spiritual prosperity. So those who don't have Jesus, I mean, they may have wealth even, but if they don't have Jesus, they're spiritually desperately poor, because they're one day going to in eternity meet him. So that I would put on the highest on the list is someone born again. Have you received Jesus? If not, they are really poor. The second aspect of then, I want to take all the financial blessing, but it's not anything. Everything you do shall prosper. That's the promise as you meditate on the Word of God. So I want us during this fast to start certain habits that would really be, it'll be healthy for all of us. I'll be prospering in all my ways. So financially, yes, but also emotionally. And I will have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit. So that's part of the emotional prosperity. We have a culture that's so many people have become casualties because they are trying to fight depressions, for example, anxiety and depression, and they will be taking antidepressants. And these are too many of these things, and it gets people pretty deep in the morass of from one antidepressant to another. I've met also people who, how many times have you been married? About 11 times. And you say, there's something missing in this life. Husband number 1, 2, 3, 4 were experiments. And then number 6 and 7 and 8. And you know that they are really lacking in emotion stability. And they need emotional prosperity. Mm-hmm. So... am I making sense? All right.
The picture there in Psalm 1, if you think of it in your mind, you think of a green leafy tree. And now think of a tree that you would see in autumn or fall or winter, where the leaves have dried and begun to fall off. And that's the contrast between having the Word of God and Jesus present in our lives, continually drinking out of him, or fellowshipping with those who don't have him, his way, his knowledge. And so that's our certainty that in every season we will flourish. And it's beautiful going back to Psalm 20, and we might revisit that again at the end here. But look at Psalm 20 again, because it says, may the Lord fulfill all of your petitions. May he fulfill all of your counsel and plans. May he send you help from the sanctuary. And that's our prayer. That's the prophetic word that he's given us to dig into, to run into, to lay hold of for this year.
Amen. And we, as we looked at Psalm 20, I don't want to go back right now on it, but it is amazing how, like present day news.
Oh, for sure.
As we were praying. But let me finish my thought on the prosperity, and then we want to pray for you. But there is physical prosperity, that the healing, Jehovah Rapha, heals all our needs. That's a kind of prosperity. And then relational prosperity is the other aspect. That may the Lord, you will find an abundance that in relationships, you will prosper. If you're not digging into the Word of God, sometimes it won't be that healthy.
And then success. The Lord helping us to prosper in everything that we do, that we might accomplish the goal that is set there. And once again, the certain source that we draw out of is the Word of God and the living presence of the Holy Spirit.
And then finally, the financial prosperity. So I want to include that whatever you do shall prosper, whatever you lay your hands on. But realize it's not just being clever in business. It is just being replenished by God's virtue as you go in the Word, stay in the Word of God and be blessed. And part of it is tithing. The Word, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and try me now in this, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing there'll not be room enough to receive it.
Thank you.
You want to receive the Word of God, confess for you, for your family, for all your children, not one will be lacking in financial blessing. And part of the key then is you teach them to learn the value of the tithe. If you have parents here whose kids are little, that would be a great model. I think I've said it before, as our kids were growing, we would make a big to-do about our tithe and dance through the house holding. And this week, child number one. Next week, child number two. But whoever, they would wave the offering and we would sing songs and march through the house saying, Lord, this is our tithe. And they were so proud that we would put it in the church collection that it started sharing with them. I mean, they realized we're not just talking about it, we're living it.
And to this day, they all still do that very faithfully, very regularly. And God has given them such promotion and such blessing and such an entrance into their dream and accomplishment. But these things work together. And as Mahesh said, as a family, we can testify. Mahesh came from poverty. I came from poverty. And God has greatly enriched us. And one of the spinal columns of our ethic is faithfulness in the tithe. Because as I said before, just like your offerings, when you tithe, it's like a personal conversation with the Lord, that Lord, I know that you are absolutely my source and supply of my life, and I'm continually trusting in that.
And part of it, this is just reality, but do it ahead of time, is Romans 13:7. I'll just read it to you. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them. Give respect and honor to those who are in authority. So we may find it hard to say, I'm going to bless the IRS. But make sure that give to the authority that which is due them, and they do keep the order. Hey, out of our taxes, our armed forces are now, with the proper presidential blessing, they are the strongest in the world. And so my taxes pay for that. I'm happy for our nation to be strong and not to be bullied by any other nation. So anyway.
And likewise, on the other hand, that gives us authority as responsible citizens of the kingdom of God and of our nation to say we don't want our taxes to do things like fund abortion. Amen. So there's a logic. It's like Colossians says, a profound common sense in God, Amen. Just in the basics.
And so the principle of learning from as you prosper, learn even more to give and to receive. Give, and it shall be given unto
Amen.
You. Luke 6:38 says, and it is fun. No, to go beyond it. It's totally part of your discipline to give tithes and offerings, but also look for fun opportunities.
Yeah.
Bonnie and I look always, if there is a couple of policemen eating lunch or dinner someplace, or
our
members
armed of
forces,
the military yeah. going through an airport,
we try to pay their bills.
Or give up our seat on the airplane that may be a better seat than theirs. And it's always a tremendous blessing and joy and surprise, you know, to the receivers. But not just in money. Share yourself. Share your talents. Share your service. Share your goods. Share things that you have that might be a blessing to others. And I know there have been a lot of times when I'll, you know, be fellowshipping with someone and it will occur to me that it would be a delight for them maybe to have a particular piece of jewelry that I really, and the reason I think they might like it is because I really like it. And the joy of being able to give something that I have that is special to me is another way of being generous, godly generosity.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you want to prosper?
And before we wrap up, can we just go back to Psalm 20 as a declaration or as a decree?
Sure.
So maybe we can just make this decree together. All right? Can we do that together? New King James Version. Tech, arts, please. And let's declare this together. Psalm 20. We'll skip the intro and start with "May the Lord answer you." Are you ready? And we're receiving this. We're decreeing this. We're speaking this into the atmosphere. We are agreeing together as touching the fulfillment of the word of God for us, for our family, for our city, for our nation, for our church. Let's go. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand. Raise your hands. Glory to God. This is not a holdup. Well, this is the blessing.
This is the international sign of surrender, which is also good.
May you say, the Lord, is prospering me.
Is prospering
me.
Me and my family.
In all things.
Will be in health.
Just as our soul prospers.
Just as our soul prospers.
Lord,
you are our source
of prosperity and blessing.
And we receive
by faith
for this year
and more.
2020
is blessed.
I am prospering
in all things.
And I give you,
Lord Jesus,
all the praise,
all the glory,
all the thanks.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay. Just as a reminder, church family, be in prayer this week for Dave and Amy Clark and their family, and also for Travis Voodoo. Both of them had parents who had been ill and suffering for a lengthy period of time. And Amy's mom passed and Travis's dad passed just over these last few days. So the next couple of days, there will be funeral arrangements and those things with their families in various places, not here. So we remember them and pray for them in this time of sorrow, but of also glorious release and homegoing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful. And may you take opportunity to this coming days. Take one day, take two, 3 days. Drink liquids, drink protein, drink whatever you want to do, but give up one or two meals or all three meals. Sign up where you want to fast, but we are together until February 13th. We'll continue this corporate fast, and you'll find you're going to be blessed, blessed, blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What are we going to sing, Michael?
Sing Overcome.
Amen. We overcome. And I would like our healing team come up here. If you need prayer, come on up. If you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. And by the way, I saw an angel right now. Praise God. There's still a healing angels here this morning. Also, the Lord's telling you, this is your home. Come join the church. Tell one of these guys here, you want to join the church, go get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or some of you, you've never been water baptized. We will have you get baptized. But that's an important key to getting prosperity and blessing in Jesus' name.
And the Lord defend you. When Pastor Mahesh mentioned the angel, I saw the word defender. So for any and all of you who are facing some kind of opposition, some kind of attack, or maybe a legal matter or a financial matter, something like that, the angel of the Lord's presence is going to defend you this week and bring to pass your cause.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.